Good morning again. Good morning. This is Sister LaShonda. As I said, listen, we're going to get started. Y'all know I'm happy because Mother Buchanan, she's starting us off this morning. Let me get you together, Mother, and I'm going to hand it over to you, okay?
Okay.
There you go. All right, Mother, it's in your hand.
Good morning, all. Good morning, all. Good morning. Hallelujah. It's a good thing to give thanks unto the Lord. Oh, Most High, to show forth thy loving kindness in the morning. Hallelujah. And that faithfulness every night. God is love. Yes, good morning again. So thankful that God woke us up this morning and signed us out on another day. And he's given me the topic of the great word, love. L-O-V-E, love. Love. And that's the song that we have been taught when we were young. Jesus, I love you. I'll own you anywhere. Jesus, I love you, for your love is true. Jesus, I love you. Oh, yes, I do. Hallelujah. And we're coming from Ecclesiastes. I think it's a good thing. Yes, Ecclesiastes. Jesus, I love you. Hallelujah. Praise your name, Jesus. Help me, Lord. Help me, Lord. Help me, Lord. This is 1 John 7. Beloved, let us love one another. For love is of God, and everyone that loveth is born of God and knoweth God. He that loveth not knoweth not God, for God is love. Yes, that's one of the first verses that we used to, that we were taught. God is love. In the Webster, it says, love means strong affection for another, arising out of kinship or personal ties, attraction, affection based on admiration, benevolence, a common interest, and assurance of affection, a deep attachment to nature, process of physically attaching. Love. Beloved, in 1 John 4 and 7, it says, the second verse says, beloved, let us love one another, for love is of God. And everyone that loveth is born of God and knoweth him. We love him because he first loved us. I thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Greater is love hath no man than this, that a man lay down his life for his friends. Ye are my friends, if ye do whatsoever I command you. We pray to Heavenly Father. We thank you, dear God. We thank you, we thank you, we thank you, Heavenly Father. Before we ask for anything, we just want to thank you. Every day, Heavenly Father, every minute, every second, Heavenly Father. We praise your name, Jesus. No one but you, Lord, no one but you. You carried us through the night, Heavenly Father. You woke us up this morning with this prayer line, Heavenly Father. We thank you, Jesus. We thank you for each and every one that's on the line, Heavenly Father. New, old, whatever, we just thank you for, Heavenly Father. We thank you for our families, dear God, Heavenly Father. We praise your name, Jesus. We love you that we are able to get on this line every morning, dear God, to give you praise, Heavenly Father. And whether we're on the line or not, dear God, we're just going to praise your name. Hallelujah. We thank you for each and every one, Heavenly Father. Every city, every state, every country, Heavenly Father. We bless your name. We bless your name, Heavenly Father. We love you, Lord. We love you, Jesus. We thank you for waking us up this morning, starting us on a new day, your day, Heavenly Father. We appreciate it, Jesus. We appreciate it. We give you glory and honor, Heavenly Father. We thank you, dear God. Heavenly Father, we ask you to touch the sick, Heavenly Father, in the hospitals, the nursing homes, the regular homes, Heavenly Father, Jesus. Touch everywhere, Heavenly Father. Ease pains, Heavenly Father. Cure diseases, dear God. Ease minds, Heavenly Father. Cure, Heavenly Father. You and you alone can do it because you said by your stripes, dear God, we are healed. And we thank you for Heavenly Father. We thank you for this prayer line, dear God. We thank you for it, Heavenly Father, that we can get up each morning, Heavenly Father, and give you the praise together, Heavenly Father. Where will we be without you, dear God? every city, every state, every country. We praise you, Lord. We praise you, Lord, Heavenly Father, that you are in control. You don't need our help, Heavenly Father. You are in control, and we thank you for it, Jesus. We give you all the glory and all the praise, Heavenly Father. We thank you, Heavenly Father, for our bishop, Heavenly Father, our Bishop Eric Kincaid Clark, Heavenly Father, as he started out this prayer line, Heavenly Father. We thank you, Jesus, Heavenly Father, that you continue to give him the wisdom, the knowledge, and the understanding that he teaches us. He preaches us, Heavenly Father. Hallelujah. We thank you for him, Jesus. We thank you for him. And we thank you, Heavenly Father, for Pastor Lenora as she stands by his side, Heavenly Father. And she teaches and preaches us too, Heavenly Father. We bless their family, dear Heavenly Father, far and near, dear God. Bless the whole Baca family, Heavenly Father. Keep us closer together, Heavenly Father. We thank you, dear God. We pray, Heavenly Father, that this 35 years, Heavenly Father, we've been, Heavenly Father, 35 years, dear God. We thank you for it, Heavenly Father. Let us give you the glory and the praise, Heavenly Father, on the September the 7th, Heavenly Father. We gather together, and we thank you, Jesus. Ups and downs, Heavenly Father, but you are with us, Heavenly Father. We never leave you alone, Heavenly Father. We love you, dear God. We love you. We praise your name, Heavenly Father. We praise your name. My hospitals and nursing homes and regular homes, touching and healing, Heavenly Father. Comfort those, dear God. Comfort the ones and loved ones, Heavenly Father. We praise your name. We love you, Lord. We love you, Lord. Greater love has no man than a man lay down his life for his friends. Heavenly Father, we praise your name. This is my commandment, that you love one another as I have loved you, Heavenly Father. We praise your name. We give you all the glory and all the praise, Heavenly Father. Jesus, 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 we love you, Heavenly Father. Hallelujah, we love you, dear God. We love you. We thank you, dear God, for our clothes. We thank you for our food. We thank you, Heavenly Father, for each and everything, everything, Heavenly Father. We can't thank you enough, dear God. We giving you thanks for all the things, Heavenly Father. Thanks to God, which has given us victory through our Lord Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Just want to thank you, thank you, thank you, Heavenly Father. Because love, 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 love lifted me, Heavenly Father. When nothing else could help, Heavenly Father, love lifted me. Hallelujah. We love, Heavenly Father, because you first loved us, Heavenly Father. Hallelujah. We praise your name. We give you all the glory and all the praise, Heavenly Father. We thank you for this prayer line, Heavenly Father. We thank you, Heavenly Father, for this prayer line. Strengthen it, Heavenly Father. We praise your name, Heavenly Father. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you for keeping us watching over our schools, Heavenly Father, and our college students and the staff and all, Heavenly Father. Keep them all protected, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you for our prayer service daily, Heavenly Father. Our daily bread, Heavenly Father. We thank you for our nightly hallelujah services, our Wednesday night Bible service. Thank you for it, Lord. Hallelujah. Continue to be a bishop in teaching and preaching for us, Heavenly Father. We praise that name, Jesus. We comfort you, Lord. We love you, Lord. We love you, Lord. We love you. It's a good thing to give you thanks to Heavenly Father. We praise your name, and we love you, Lord. There's no one else but you, Heavenly Father. We thank you. We thank you. We thank you. We thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. We praise your name. Oh, love lifted me, Heavenly Father. Love lifted me when nothing else could help, dear God. Love lifted me. Hallelujah. Because in 1 John 4:7, it says, Beloved, let us love one another, for love is of God. And everyone that loveth is born of God and knoweth God. He that loveth not knoweth not God, for God is love. Hallelujah. Let us love one another, Heavenly Father. Give us the knowledge and wisdom and understanding, Heavenly Father. Be with us each and every day, Heavenly Father. We'll hold on to your unchanging hand, your unchanging hand, Heavenly Father. Continue to bless this prayer service, Heavenly Father, as we go daily, each and every city, state, country, wherever, Lord Jesus. Bless the ones, Heavenly Father. There's so many that's hungry, Heavenly Father. But you will make a way, Heavenly Father. And we thank you for it, Jesus. We thank you for each and everything, Heavenly Father. We cannot praise you enough, dear God. We love you. We love you. We love you. Bless our families, Heavenly Father. Bring us closer together, Heavenly Father. Please bless our unsaved loved ones, Heavenly Father. Then we have ones that drifted away, Heavenly Father. Bring them back closer to you. Oh, let them just know you for everything, not for when they need you, Heavenly Father. Jesus, we just thank you. We praise your name. We just give you all the glory and all the praise. Bless each and every day, Heavenly Father. We thank you, dear God, for please. Hallelujah. 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 Praise your name, Jesus. Bless your name, Jesus. Bless your name, Heavenly Father. We love you. We love you. We thank you for this prayer service. Strengthen it in Jesus' name. Bless each and every one, each and every family. Our family is far and near. Bring us closer together. In Jesus' name, we thank you, Lord. We thank you because I love you, Heavenly Father. I own you anywhere, Jesus. Hallelujah. Jesus, we love you. We praise your name. In Jesus' name, I thank you, Lord. I thank you. Hallelujah. And I turn it back over to the press. Thank you, Lord. Amen, amen, amen.
Amen, 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 Mother Buchanan. Amen. We thank you, Lord. We praise you, Lord. Thank you for everything that you do. Thank you. Thank you for that prayer, Mother, about love. Yes, 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 yes. No greater love has a man shown that he'll lay down his life for his friend. Yes. We thank God. We thank God for the prayer service. We thank God for the people that showed up. We're thanking God every day. Every day. We're right here at 8 o'clock. And our people show up. Now, let me invite you to share it with somebody. I was just telling them at work on Mondays, I can't get there at 9:30. I have to get there at 10. It's no problems, but I was explaining to them because I have to host the prayer line. We have to just share it. It's just as simple as saying it out. And I want to encourage you to do that this morning. Hey, let's go ahead and do our believer's declaration. Let me pull it up. Not our believers, I'm sorry. Supporters declaration. Y'all know that. Large sums of money is coming to the people of God. And we will pay our tithes. I am going to be at the right place at the right time for a blessing. Financial support is coming to this ministry daily. As we begin to share it, as it begins to be bigger than just us, I believe that that's going to help us to have that financial support that is needed daily. Hey, if you are interested in being a prayer lead or a prayer host, go ahead and call Pastor Lenora at 216-475-6327 and sign up. We'll get you together. If you're saying you can't do the whole time, we will partner up with you and we will get through that 15 minutes together, all right? And listen, I'm going to encourage you again, put a seed in the ground. If you are so inclined to give, you can go to our Cash App. That's $ Bishop Eric Clark. You can also go to the website, EKC Ministries. You always can sell your gift there, all right? Well, we are running right on to Sister Mildred. If she's ready, ma'am, it's in your hand.
Amen. Yes, I'm ready. My prayer is transparency. Father, we love you and we bless you on this morning. We honor you. We give you praise and honor this morning because you've been good to us, Father. Help us to live with transparent hearts before you and acknowledge the need for your grace, O God. Guide our hearts with your righteousness and guide our lives in your truth. Father, in you, we have righteousness. We find the strength to be open and honest before God and ourselves. Give us the strength to be open and honest to you and before ourselves, O God, with you, O God. Our hearts are nurtured by the truth of your love. We are your children, and let us walk in your righteousness, transparent and unashamed. Father, we love you and we bless you on this morning, for in you we have our true identity and strength. Father, may your truth inspire and guide us each day. Your righteousness guards our hearts. Your righteousness imparts in our hearts through faith, O God. Loving you, living in righteousness, God. We love you. We love your righteousness and living in transparency, O God. We bless you on this morning and we bless your holy name. Father, you know all things and you hide nothing from us. We can hide nothing from you, O God. You know our innermost thoughts and our secrets. Father, we acknowledge our human limitations and embrace your grace on this morning. We open ourselves to your transformative love on this morning. Father, when we are honest with you, we allow your righteousness to penetrate every aspect of our lives, leading to truth, change, and our end growth, oh God. Father, we bless you on this morning. Father, when we are transparent, we are being true to you, God, being true to ourselves and being true to others. Father, sometimes our hearts often resist transparency. Our pride, fear, and shame tempt us to hide our situations and challenges and struggles instead of bringing them to you, bringing them to your light of grace. Father, we know in you is freedom. In you, we find freedom in you, O God. And there is none like you, Father. Teach us to forgive as you have forgiven us and to walk in the fullness of your grace and mercy. Strengthen our hearts so that we may be faithful to our friends and faithful to others, willing to speak truth and love and receive correction with humility. Let our family and our work reflect the transformation that comes from living a life surrendered to you, O God. We thank you for your power of truth. We thank you for the hope of renewal. We trust you and commit to walking in transparency and obedience, O God. You know our hearts and our thoughts perfectly. We ask for transparency with you to see what you see in our requests and in our prayers and in our own lives, oh God. Let us speak truth with love and build deeper intimacy with you. Search our hearts, oh God. Test our anxious thoughts, Father. Father, test our thoughts as you search our hearts. Holy Spirit, guide us and lead us in your truth. Father, through you, through your word, you have taught us to be patient, O God. You have taught us through your words the importance of speaking the truth in full and in being transparent in ourselves and in our feelings, O God, and coming to you, O God. You also taught us humility through your example on earth. We lift you up on this morning. We lift up our hearts to you on this morning. Father, you are good and present. You minister to our hearts and give us a greater revelation of your person, O God. Let us not be silent in suffering and struggle with transparency with you, Father. Let us not struggle to be intimate with you, Father. Father, help us not to block you out by the lack of our transparency. We invite you into our hearts on this morning. We invite you into our hearts on this morning. We invite your will into our hearts on this morning. Father, some of us struggle with intimacy with you. Father, you have breathed into us the breath of life. Father, let us not carry our pride, fear, shame, or failures, or our grief. Let us come to you with an honest heart, with an open heart. Open heart for change, O God. Open our hearts with your will, O God. Let us not shy away from the deep transparency with you, Father. Let us not have a misconception of who you are in our lives. Jesus said, if we have seen him, we have seen the Father. And our Father is loving, he's kind, he's gracious, he's patient, he's rich in mercy, and he's a friend. Father, we sometimes deal with unhealthy mindsets, unhealthy emotions, broken cycles of brokenness. Father, we deal with these things longer than we have to because we have not been transparent with you. Change our hearts, O God. Let us not risk being transparent with you, O God. Let us open our hearts and minds to you, O God, because you are good and you've been faithful to us. Let us not fear being completely transparent with you, Father. Father, we know that with you delight in the bearings of our soul in transparency, humility, dependent, and dependency on you, O God. And we surrender all to you on this morning, and we lay our burdens down to you on this morning. Father, when we're prideful and unseen pride, it's hard to be transparent with you, Father. But we pray this morning that you bring down strongholds, O God. Let us cry out to you, God. Father, you delight in the bearing of our souls, O God. Father, we invite you in this morning, knowing you want to love us and comfort us, knowing that you want to give us the things that you desire for our hearts, O Father. Father, you are our safe place and our strong tower. Father, we are your creation, and we depend on our Creator, O God. We love you and we bless you this morning because there is none like you, and you've been good to us, O God. You've been good to us. Even times when we didn't deserve your goodness, Father, you've been good to us. And we thank you this morning. We thank you for your grace, O God. We thank you for sustaining us, Father. We thank you for just your goodness and your mercy. We open our hearts to you. We open our mind, our spirit, and our soul to you on this morning. Your grace continue to embrace us. Your mercy continues to embrace us, and we're blessed, oh God. Father, let us be more transparent with you. Let us be honest with you. Let us lay our burdens down to you, oh God. Let us cry out to you in spirit and in truth, Father. We know that you hear all things. We know that you love us. We know that you're here to protect us, to provide for us, to heal us, to comfort us, to support us, and you even forgive us, oh God. Let your peace continue to be with us. You've been loyal to us, and we thank you for being always with us. We thank you for being with us forever and always, oh God. Father, bring to us your love. Continue to bring your love and kindness. Continue to cover us with your love. Cover us with your kindness and your grace, oh God. We bless your holy name on this morning because you've been good to us. And we thank you, Father. We thank you for your grace that has kept us. Father, we are imperfect people living in imperfect times, but we know that you are good and we can come to you with all things, Father. And we lay our hearts before you on this morning. We lay our minds before you on this morning and our thoughts, oh God. Let us learn to be transparent with you, oh God. Let us come to you in spirit and in truth. Lay our honest hearts before you, oh God. God, we pray this morning that you continue to keep us, Father. Father, we love you and we glorify you. We exalt you this morning. We thank you for your gift of grace, your gift of love, your gift of forgiveness, and your gift of transparency, oh God, knowing that we can come to you with all things. Let us come to you with all things, oh God, as we lay the burdens of our hearts down before you, oh God. Let us come to you knowing that you can do all, knowing that you do all things according to your will, your purpose, and your glory, oh God. We trust you this morning. We trust your power of truth, oh God. We trust your everlasting word, God, your word that penetrates our hearts, speak to our hearts, oh God. We trust you and we love you on this morning. You've been good to us, oh God. You have kept us. You have kept our children. You kept our family. And we thank you, oh God. God, we pray that we can come before you as we open our hearts and we cry out in truth before you. We pray that you bring healing. We pray that you bring deliverance. And we pray that you continue to comfort us, oh God. Father, in you we are created, and in you, you are our creator, oh God. And we trust you this morning. We love you. Your mercies never ends, oh God. Your grace never ends. Every new day we see is a gift from you, Father. Every day is filled with your opportunity, with your praise, with your worthiness, with your glory, oh God. Every time the sun rises, a reminder of your creation, and we bless you on this morning. Even through the midnight hours, we bless you, God. Even through dark times in our lives, we still bless you, God, knowing that we could come before you with our cares and knowing that you have our best interests at heart. We love you and we give you praise on this morning because there is none like you. Father, we pray that your presence continue to keep us, oh God. We pray that your presence continue to be with us. We pray that you continue to comfort us. We pray that you continue to just speak to us, speak to our life with your loving kindness, oh God. You are the one that we lift up every morning. You are the one that we lift up even through the daytime as we speak to you, oh God, as you guide us and as you speak to us, Father. Help us to find your truth and wisdom and knowledge and understanding in your word. We bless you on this morning. We thank you and we praise you, Father. Thank you, Jesus, for being the light of the world. Thank you for allowing us to come to you in spirit and in truth. We thank you this morning for just being good to us. We love you. We bless you. We lift up your holy name even right now because you've been good to us. You've been good to our family. You have kept us, oh God, even in travels, oh God. You've kept us, oh God, and we thank you. We celebrate you on this morning because we know that your love is everlasting and your love is unconditional. And we thank you for life today, oh God. We celebrate you this morning for being good to us, for your goodness and your mercy, oh God, knowing that we can depend on you, knowing that we can lay our burdens down to you, oh God, and hope is the anchor for our soul, oh God. And we bless you, knowing that you delight and that we depend upon you, delight in transparency, humility, and dependency, oh God. We give you praise this morning, knowing that you're with us forever and forevermore. We bless you this morning, and we honor you, God. Even in times of healing, oh God, we honor you, oh God. Father, we honor you because you've been good to us, the one who is the highest and lifted up. We bless your holy name on this morning, God, for you are good and you are faithful and you've been patient with us. And we give you honor this morning. We give you glory this morning. Father, we thank God. We thank you this morning that we have a right to praise you, oh God. We have a right to praise you because how good you've been to us, how good you've been to our children, how good you've been guiding us, oh God, how you kept us and covered us, oh God. Father, we thank you this morning, and I pray for the health of everyone this morning, oh God, that you continue to bless us, oh God. Continue to keep us in good health, and those that are not in good health, bring healing to them, oh God. Bring healing to their mind, their soul, and their spirit on this morning, God. We lift you up as you cover our children as they went out to school this week. Father, we pray that you keep them, oh God. Let the blood lie upon the post of the school doors, oh God. Let them be covered in your blood, God. Let them be covered in your surety and your safety, Father. In Jesus' name I pray this morning. Amen. And now I'd like to turn it back over to the host.
Amen. Amen. Thank you, Sister Mildred. Thank you for that prayer. Woo! Let the blood cover them from the doorpost. Yes, thank you. Thank you for that prayer of transparency. Yes, we have to be transparent that we can be naked and not ashamed right in front of the Lord. Let him deal with our hearts. Let him deal with the situation, that we can lay down our burdens. Lay down our burdens. There's nothing too big for God. So we are thankful. We are thankful this morning. Wow, that prayer. I forgot I was over here praying. I tell y'all all the time, listen, don't just listen to the prayer leads, but y'all push in. Get what you need. You came this morning, so you might as well get what it is that you need. We're so grateful, so thankful for you this morning. Thank you to all that joined. We know that some have to get up out of here, so we want to thank you now for joining us this morning. Listen, every seed produces a harvest. And if that is you, if you believe that, you want to keep seed in the ground so that you can continue reaping a harvest. And so if you are so inclined to give, you can go to our Cash App. That's $ Bishop Eric Clark. You can also text the word GIVE to 216-446-1209. You always can go to the website, EKC Ministries, and sow your gift there. Hey, while you're there, go ahead and upload your one-minute or less testimony, your favorite song, your favorite scripture verse, to guide somebody to salvation, guiding people to salvation. You can do that there. You can also leave your prayer request. We want to pray for you. We want to pray with you. And that gives us the opportunity to know, hey, I'm having issues. If that's all you want to put there, I'm having issues. Because God knows. We don't have to know the intricate points of what you're going through. But put something there. I just need prayer. Pray for me. And we will do that. All right? If you are not connected, you're saying, I'm not getting the text messages, I don't know what's going on, and you want to be connected, you can text the word MAXIMIZE to 55444, and that way you can be properly connected to this ministry. All right? All right. At this time, we're going to go ahead and hand it over to Pastor Terry, if you're ready. It's in your hands.
Yes. Peace and peace. Be unto you from God, our Father, and Lord Jesus Christ. Thank God for the people. Praying, Mother Buchanan, good to hear your voice. Praying this morning, Sister Mildred, Sister LaShawn leading us up. God is good. Family, God is good. I'll be in Psalm 121 this morning, one of my grandma's psalms. I'm going to be there this morning. I want to pull my list up. See, y'all know. Second, I'm sorry. I'm praying for everybody that's on our list. If you want to attack me in that area, we're praying that everyone would be healed and set free by the blood of the Lamb. Praying for Sister Deandra, Markia, Brother Joseph, Sister Rosie, Rose, Brenda. Hold on. I lost it again. Somebody calling me at the same time while I'm praying, nothing but the enemy. But Sadie's praying for healing for all our individuals. Courtney, that was in the car accident, praying for total healing to her and the baby girls. Cover them, your entire family. Tamika, Mother Burgess, we're praying in the mighty name of Jesus and believing God that God can do it. God can do it. God can do it. Amen. God can do it. I'm just grateful. Sister Marion Payne, talked to her daughter the other day, praying for her. Also, in the name of Jesus, my sister Niecy, Sister Claudine, my God, Sean, we're just lifting them up. All these individuals' names that we called out, we asked that God would be with them and God would strengthen them and God would cover them. Of course, our Mother Goodman and Mother Burgess, Mother Buchanan, Mother Clark, Carol Carson, Jamita Smith, Hattie Wynn, Mother Sumlin, Mother Peterson, Sister Izzy. God would be with all of them. God would put his hand upon them. God would put blood on their doorposts. In the mighty name of Jesus, God will cover. And I believe, God, it will do that. I just believe it. My faith is out there, and I just believe that God would do it in the mighty name of Jesus. Psalm 121 is a cry out for help. It's actually, you have to read Psalm 120 and 121. They kind of go together, and many suggest that this was Hezekiah, the man of God. Hezekiah prayer right here. Psalms are prayers and songs. But he says, I look to the mountains. Does my help come from there? My help comes from the Lord, who made heaven and earth. He will not let you stumble. The one who watches over you will not slumber. Indeed, he who watches over Israel never slumbers or sleeps. The Lord himself watches over you. The Lord stands beside you, and he is the one who protects you. The sun will not harm you by day, nor the moon by night. The Lord keeps you from all harm and watches over your life. The Lord keeps watch over you as you come and go, now and forever. And it's a prayer of protection and guidance. And he's always near you. He looks, he said, I'm looking to the hills, which comes my, I'm searching. But I know he's there because he's always been there. He's always been on time, and he's never late concerning his people, concerning his promises, in the mighty name of Jesus. Let's pray. Father, we thank you right now in the name of Jesus. We thank you, Lord, that you're our help. We thank you've been our help in past times, Lord, in the name of Jesus. You've always been a guide and a protector. You've always been a friend. You've always held our hand through tough times, in the mighty name of Jesus. You've always healed all our diseases, in the name of Jesus. You always cleansed us in righteousness, in the name of Jesus. Cleansed us in the blood, in the name of Jesus. We thank you. We appreciate you today, Lord. Before we ask for anything, we just want to say thank you for all your past victories, in the name of Jesus. Thank you that we have a God that we can lean and depend on, in the name of Jesus. Thank you for the help right now that you have already sent. Thank you for the help that is on its way. Thank you, for, Lord, for everything that you are doing in our lives. In the name of, thank you for those that are on the prayer list. Thank you for those that have already been healed. Thank you for those that will be healed today, in the mighty name of Jesus. We thank you. We thank you for every child that's going back to school, all the little babies, all the little grandbabies and great grandbabies. We ask that you cover them in the name of Jesus. We ask that you cover the school bus. We ask that there be blood applied to the school bus this morning, to all the Uber drivers and Lyft drivers who are carrying our children to and fro school this morning. We ask God that you be with them. Get your hand upon them in the name of Jesus. In the name of, we believe you, God. We stand on your promises right now. That's why we call out your name in Jesus' name. We thank you. We thank you for, Lord, all those that are in a situation with their relationship. They may be a little turmoil right now, a little disagreement. We know that it is nothing but a light affliction in the name. Trouble don't last always. Hallelujah. We know that God will turn the situation around if you believe in God, if you have faith in God. And we do that this morning in the mighty name of Jesus. Thank you for those that are believing you for increase in their finances right now in the name of Jesus. We thank you. We thank you for, we know that large sums of money are on its way. Hallelujah. We have faith. We believe God is coming. And we're going to pay our tithes when it comes. First, we're going to talk to God. Give it to God. Seek ye first the kingdom of God and all his righteousness. We're going to thank him. We're going to praise him. In the mighty name of Jesus, we say thank you. We say thank you, Lord, for all the past victories that we have already won in the mighty name of Jesus. We say thank you. We say thank you right now in the name of Jesus. All battles have been won in the name of the Lord. Whose report shall ye believe? I shall believe the report of the Lord. We thank you, Lord, for the report that you have gave us, not the report that comes from the doctor, not the report that comes from the specialist, but we trust in you, God. We have our faith completely in you, in the mighty name, not in all this medicine that's out here, but in you, God, we trust. We believe you, God. We know that you are the author, the finisher of our faith, and we say thank you. We say thank you. We say thank you for every member of the body of Christ Assembly, every member from 35, 40 years ago. Hallelujah. Thank you. Thank you for those who have stuck it out. Thank you for those who are still sojourning with us and traveling with us in the name of. Thank you to all those who have been with us in the past. We bless them today in the mighty name of Jesus as we get upon the time of celebration, celebrating the Lord, celebrating our pastor and our bishop right now in the mighty name, thanking God for all that they do, thanking God for their word, thanking God for their encouragement, thank you, God, for their leadership in the mighty name of Jesus. We pray. We pray for them and their family. And their family be covered in the precious blood of the Lamb in Jesus' name. We say thank you, Lord, to all those who partner with us, who join with us on a daily basis in prayer, in daily bread. We say thank you for those who come in and share with us on a daily basis. We say thank God for them. We want to pray for them and ask God to be with them all the days of their life in the name of Jesus. We say thank you for the covering. Hallelujah. We say, Lord, we look to the hills which cometh our help, and our help comes from. We thank you that we looked up and we got the answer. The answer is in you, Jesus. And we say thank you. We say thank you right now in the name of Jesus. All that is going on, we pray for those who are over in the Middle East. We pray for those the war would stop. We pray for those over in Russia. We pray for those who are dealing with hurricanes. We pray for those who are dealing with wildfires. We pray for those who are dealing with floods. It's so much going on in the world, but we trust and believe in God. We keep our eyes on the prize. Hallelujah. We stay connected to Jesus, the author and finisher of our faith. We know that he will lead us and he will guide us, and we know that he knows what's best for us. My God, in the name of Jesus. What a wonderful Savior. What a wonderful Savior. There's much going on in the world, but to have a Savior, to have faith in a Savior, and we do that by way of Jesus Christ this morning. We say thank you. We say thank you for this prayer line, all the people connected to this prayer line. It's a powerful prayer line, a time where we can praise him and lift him up, a time where we can just say thank you for all that you're doing and all that you're going to do in the mighty name of Jesus. We say thank you for our daily bread, where we hear the word of God on a daily basis, where it increases our faith. Faith cometh by the reading, the word of God. The word is strengthens our faith on a daily basis, and we say thank you. We say thank you for our time together of sharing. My God, in the name of Jesus, we say thank you. We bless your name today, Lord. We bless your name. In Jesus' mighty name, we say thank you. Oh, we say thank you. Blessings and coverings be upon the people of God today. In the name of encouragement, encourage the believers today, Lord, to continue and to hold on to your hand on a daily basis. In the mighty name of Jesus, we say thank you. And God, we say God bless you to all. In Jesus' name, amen. I'm going to turn it back over to our host. Thank you very much for being with us and connected with us. In Jesus' name, we love you. We love you. Amen and amen.
Amen. Amen. Thank you, Pastor Terry, for your prayer, always praying for the mothers, always keeping our list before the people, allowing us to know who's on the list, who needs to be prayed for. Some don't make it to the list. I don't know if you're not comfortable. I don't know if you just didn't get your name in. But, you know, one thing about it is that when we pray, we have to believe. We have to have faith that God is going to answer. And the thing is that we can't anticipate what God's answer is. I think sometimes that is our hardest part is, Lord, we're praying specifically for a specific move. And we have to allow our will to be sown into God's will. Lord, however it looks in your hand, I am in your hand, and you are the potter. I am the clay. You can mold me and make me in your own way. I have to give my will up to you, just like his son did in the garden. He had to give his will up. Lord, if you could allow this cup to pass, but even if you don't, not my will, God, but your will be done. And I just thank the Lord for the prayer line because it gives us that opportunity to say, it's not me. The alarm clock didn't wake me up this morning. My own will didn't wake me up this morning. I am in the Father's hand. He saw fit to breathe breath into my body, and I'm going to give him praise. I'm going to give him honor. I'm going to give him glory because he's due it. All right, let me calm down. Let me put myself together. I'm not even supposed to be here. It's a Tuesday. Let me calm down. Listen. People of God, we are almost done. I'm going to be your last prayer lead. Let me say some things, and then we'll go right into that portion of it. Our partners support through their giving. We are able to touch Africa. We are able to sow into St. Jude's. We do so many different things. We have the scholarship program. It's so many different things. We take care of the prayer line. So if you are so inclined, if you say, you know, maybe I'm not going to be the prayer lead. Maybe I'm not going to be the prayer host. Maybe I'm not going to have this or that. But the least that I can do is be a giver, be the person that supports the people that are doing it. If that is you, you can always sow your gift at the Cash App. That's $ Bishop Eric Clark. You can go to our website. I say that all the time, EKC Ministries, and sow your gift there. Hey, while you're there, look around. It's a whole bunch of stuff on there. It's ministry. It's message. It's the prayer. You can put your prayer request there. It's so many different things that you can find on the website. All right? All right. Our believers' declaration. As believers, we are discipled through daily ministry. As mature believers, we minister from our location. We are a strong people who serve God and know his purpose. Or know God and serve his purpose. Thank you. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. I am your last prayer lead. I get to pray what's on my heart. And what's on my heart is the prayer list. And it's this way. if there is anyone, I'm going to open the line, that has a prayer request specifically. You have something that, you know what, I didn't get a chance to put it on, upload it, or I'm just here. I just happened to get on this morning, and I'm in need of prayer. If you can just say it out. If it's not, that's fine, but I just want to give you the opportunity. I'm going to unmute the line right now. If anybody has a prayer request, they you want to be prayed for specifically, this is your opportunity.
I want to get some sleep.
Amen. Amen. Anybody else? That's Sister Elaine.
Yep.
She wants to get some sleep. She wants her sleep restored.
What? Psalm 91 is good for sleep.
Hey, there you go.
Okay.
Good for sleep. All right. Okay. If not, I'm going to go ahead.
Okay.
Lord, we thank you. Lord, we thank you again for another day. We thank you for allowing us to come together in a corporate setting, oh God, to lift up your name. As Mother Buchanan said, before we ask you for anything, we want to thank you for everything. We want to thank you for your goodness. We want to thank you for your mercy. We want to thank you for your kindness. We want to thank you for your everlasting love that you show towards us, oh God. Lord, we want to thank you even now that you give us the opportunity to come before your throne, to lift you up, to call out your name, oh God. But now, Lord, we ask that you look over the prayer list, oh God. Every name that was called out, every situation that was called out, there were some issues, there were some healing that was needed. Lord, I pray now, Lord Jesus, that they would put their hands in the Master's hands and allow you to do what no other power can do. Lord, we thank you even now. Lord, we thank you for Sister Elaine. Lord, we pray now that you would allow her mind to have peace so that she can get the rest that you have promised your people. Lord, we thank you now, Lord Jesus, that she'll be able to lay down as you have allowed for peace to come into her home, oh God. Lord, just how you lay us down beside the still waters, oh God. Lord, we pray that for her. Lord, even for the people that didn't say anything, Lord. Lord, I pray now, Lord Jesus, that you will go into their situations. We thank you that you are an omnipresent God. Lord, we thank you that there is nothing too hard for you. Lord, everything that we need, we can find in you. Everything that we are desired, or have a desire for, it's in you, oh God. Lord, even as Pastor T said, if we seek first the kingdom of God, all these things will be added unto us. Lord, allow us to seek you like never before, oh God. Lord, let us thirst after you. Let us run after you, oh God. Let us have a desire to know you even better. Lord, even as Sister Mildred prayed for transparency, Lord, let us stand before you naked and unashamed. Lord, let us be able to put our hearts in your hands. Lord, that you are the great physician. Lord, that you know the heart of man. Lord, we see the outward appearance, but you know our hearts. Lord, allow us to run towards you. Thirst after you. Strive to be better, oh God. Thank you, oh Lord. Thank you that our hands is in your hand. Lord, thank you, oh God, that we are, you are the potter and we are the clay, oh God. Lord, that you would mold us in your own way. Lord, that we can seek you and we can find you in this time. Lord, we thank you for every person that got on the prayer line this morning, oh God. Lord, they were looking for something. Lord, I pray that you gave them what they were looking for. If they were looking for restoration, I thank you for restoration. Lord, if they were looking for deliverance, I thank you that you have delivered them. Lord, if they were looking for encouragement, oh God, I thank you even now, Lord Jesus, that you gave them exactly what they needed. Lord, when we don't have the words to say, when we run out of things to say, your word tells us that the Holy Spirit can interpret our moanings and groanings, oh God. Lord, so even when they say, well, I don't even know what to pray. I don't even know how to ask this question. Lord, we thank you that your son is ever in intercession for us. So you know what we need before we even need it. You have solved the problem before the problem even exists. Thank you, oh God. Thank you, oh God. Lord, that your people will start to say yes. Lord, I can't see everything that you're doing, but I know that you gave me a dream. Lord, I can't see how everything is working out for my good, but Lord, I know you gave me a promise. Lord, I can't see how my children are going to make it out of this situation, but I know that you promised me if I keep them, if I keep them in prayer, if I've sowed the seed of your word in their heart, that when they are old, they will not depart from it, oh God. Lord, all I have to do is keep my faith in you. I can't bring anything to pass. Lord, we understand that we can't bring anything to pass. All we can do is speak your word. But your word says, and it declares, that it can't return to your void, but it has to accomplish that which is sent out to do. Thank you, oh God, that your word is found in our hearts. Thank you, oh God, that we stand firmly on your word and on your promises, oh God. Lord, that we move in the spirit realm. Lord, that we don't have to be afraid, that we don't have to be overwhelmed, but Lord, we can give our cares to you because you care for us. You loved us so much that you sent your son to die. That's the love that you have towards us, oh God. Thank you that doors are opening. Thank you that you are closing some doors. Thank you, oh God, that you are turning situations around. Thank you, oh God, that you are answering, Lord Jesus. Thank you, oh God, that by your stripes we are already healed. Thank you, oh God, that somebody has been reassured this morning that as they put their faith in you, you are going to answer their prayer. That they don't have to bring the prayer to pass, that they just have to give it to you. Lord, and you're going to work it out on their behalf. Lord, we have to do the things that make sense. We have to do the things that you have put before us. Lord, we know that you are not just a genie that we rub on three times and get our wish. But, Lord, we know that you are the only God that hears and answers. So thank you, God. Thank you for every person represented on the line, oh God. Thank you, oh God, that you are fixing financial issues. Thank you, oh God, that you are healing the body and the mind and the spirit, man. Thank you, oh God, that you are turning situations around. Thank you, oh God, that you are giving them peace that surpasses all understanding. Thank you, oh God, that they will find their rest in you, oh God. Thank you, oh God. Thank you, oh God,
that you're pouring out on us, oh God, a fresh anointing, a new anointing. Thank you, oh God, that your steadfast love never ceases. Your mercies never come to an end. They are new every morning. Great is thy faithfulness, oh God. Thank you, thank you, thank you. Thank you, thank you, thank you. Because we love you, because we honor you, because you are good, because you are worthy, we can stand before you and give you praise. And we can count it done. We can look for it to happen. So, Lord, we seal every prayer under the blood. And we count it done by faith, giving you all the praise, all the glory, and all the honor. In your Son Jesus' name, we do pray. Amen and amen and amen. Hey, people of God, I know. Y'all, listen, we have to seal these prayers with a praise. If y'all don't mind, I know some are at work, but I'm going to unmute the line and just give you a moment to praise the name of Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord. We love him. We love him today. Listen, we only have a few minutes. I'm going to jump off, but I want to encourage everybody. I want to encourage everybody to put a seed in the ground. Put a seed in the ground. It is appropriate. Put a seed in the ground. What is feeding you? You go ahead and you support that. And if that is you this morning, you can go to our Cash App. That's $BishopEricClark. You can also go to our website, and that's appropriate, EKC Ministries, and sow your gift there. Hey, we have daily bread in 2 minutes. We have daily bread. Go over, get your word for the day. You've gotten your prayer for the day. Get your word for the day. And I believe that God is going to bless that for you. And if you can't get it live, you always can go back and get it later. All right. I'm going to unmute the line. Let y'all say goodbye to one another. And we're going